Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world? Then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Back, Joe. Well, I should say, welcome to another session of Insanity. Right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be a part of the solution. This is how we win. I know, I say it all the time. Some of you are like, okay, we got it. Well, some of you got it. Some of you newer listeners, you know, you really haven't had a chance to hear it. It's one of my mantras on a regular basis where I say to people, look, you got to get involved, you got to get engaged, you can't give up. I mean, all right, some of you Trump supporters, for instance, he didn't give up. He doesn't give up. Imagine if he did. Actually, I can't imagine if he did. He wouldn't have to go through all the aggravation he's going through on a regular basis. So anyway, you know, seriously. Get involved, get engaged, do your part, do what you need to do to help us be successful, to help yourself be successful, help the rest of us win. We can't go through another 4 years like this. Seriously. And if you don't think things, things are going to change big time, right, in this next election year, if Joe Biden gets in again, if you don't think the misery index is going to go through the roof, then you're just flat out not paying attention. I got nothing else. That's all I can say to you. You're just flat out not paying attention. All right, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, and you will become part of the solution. This is great to hear this. We got another winner, another Trump-backed winner, another Trump winner. Cleveland businessman Bernie Moreno. He's going to win the Ohio GOP Senate primary. This is according to Associated Press. They're projecting in a race that tested the way to former President Trump's endorsement. And that's probably true to a big degree. Because a lot of people try to tell you now, today, that... Trump's endorsement holds no weight. What? Sorry, I got screens popping up everywhere about Andrew Cuomo. That Trump's endorsement holds nothing. Moreno was projected as the winner Tuesday night, beating a Republican state senator Matt. Matt Dolan, and Ohio Secretary of State Frank LaRose in a contest. A lot of people believed it was a solid opportunity for Republicans to flip the seat. Moreno argued that the contentious GOP primary was a battle between an outsider who will carry forward the MAGA agenda versus the establishment. And you know what? I don't know how to, I shouldn't say I don't know how the Dems do it. I have a clue. But if you think about it, right, we fight each other on a regular basis. We send them to Congress. And within the first year and a half, most of them lose their minds. Right? They lose the fight. They don't want to do it. Whatever the reason is, they don't want to do it. They don't want to fight for us. Anyway, if you want somebody who's going to be more liberal than Mitt Romney in the United States Senate, then vote for Matt Dolan. That was a comment by Trump. It was Dolan endorsed by Ohio Governor Mike DeWine and former Senator Robert Portman, both considered to be top members of Ohio's Republican old guard and establishment. See, we need to start moving out the old guard that doesn't want to change anything, that doesn't want to fight, that doesn't want to be part of the fight. Right? Had been surging in the polls. Senator Rob Portman had been surging in the polls in the last few weeks. You know, he used his considerable personal fortune. It is about money. It's not that you can't beat the money. Don't get me wrong. But it is in a big way about the money. He used a lot of his money to blanket the airwaves with ads, attempted to walk the line between, you know, supporting Trump's agenda while distancing himself from Trump as well. Yeah, good luck with that. People can see it. They see through it. They know what's going on. He went on to say, I'm the only one in this race that's cut taxes, reduced regulations. Who else has done that? Donald Trump. Dolan noted in a Fox News interview that everyone wants to talk about Donald Trump's endorsement. I'm the only one who actually done Donald Trump policies, has carried out Donald Trump policies in Ohio. It's not a bad thing. Some of you that are really ideologues in your party, if you just do a little bit of homework, you would find out it's not a bad thing. Bernie wants to be divisive. I want to be inclusive. I'm not interested in dividing the Republican Party. I'm interested in when we put conservative agendas in place, Republicans win. He's right. When we're all over the place and we're them, if you would, pardon the term, we don't win. We lose. Marino made a reference to that comment while speaking at a Dayton area rally with Trump Saturday. He said, I'm so sick of Republicans that say they will support President Trump's policies, but don't. Or they say they support his policies, but I don't like the man. What does that mean? Joe Messina, I'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on tonight's, well, numbers, wins, loses all across the country. Be right back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, and you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Yeah, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. You know, seriously, I really appreciate the time that you're spending with us, okay? And I really appreciate the time that you spend, you know, on the air with me, texting, tweeting, whatever, Xing, whatever they're calling it these days, right? And being involved in the solution. It's really the best way to do it, in all sincerity. Right? And I do appreciate the notes that you sent me. You sent it to joe@joemessina.com. joe@joemessina.com. There's a lot going on tonight. There's primaries, a couple of primaries across the country. Donald Trump's already won. We're looking at a few of the other, God. Yeah, I'm dancing because my screen went blank. All right. We're looking at a couple of others, you look at some governor races, senator races, lots of races across the country that we'll be looking at here as the night goes on. The Joe Biden again. Let's pick on him because it's fun. He's pandering the Latinos, and you can tell. You can tell by what he's saying and the things he's doing. We've seen this before. Saw it from his wife, which was really hilarious when Joe was talking about tacos because she was in a room full of brown people. After spending the day in Nevada, Biden traveled to Phoenix in an effort to shore up Latino support. Now, Latino voters are leaving the Democrat Party in big numbers. And so are blacks. And they're not necessarily leaving the party to become Republican, but they definitely have had it with the Democrats as a whole. Now, if he loses the Latinos and he loses the black community, he's done. They're done. So Biden pandered the Latinos in Phoenix on Tuesday by claiming that he got ready for this one. I mean, everybody got him involved. He was involved with everybody in politics across the world. Just amazing. He claimed that he got involved in politics because of Cesar Chavez. He said, Cesar Chavez, a hero to the people in the labor movement, was an activist who fought for fair wages for farm workers. I mean, look at it. Cesar Chavez did fight. He also believed in legal immigration. That's the one thing they keep leaving out. One aspect of Cesar Chavez's activism that Joe Biden and the Democrats don't like to talk about, right, is fierce opposition to illegal immigration. So you can't have him as a hero, but then cut out that one piece that you don't really care for. Now, Biden claimed that Cesar Chavez got him involved in politics. He also claimed that he got in politics because of civil rights, voting, the environment, Vietnam, redlining, white supremacy. I need more breathing. I need more air to go through all the stuff. Right? There's so much more. He'll say anything. He will say anything for power. He has spent over 50 years lying about anything and everything. And at some point in time, if you call him, God forbid, if you try to call him out, what do you think? I mean, he'd probably want to arm wrestle you, right? Seriously, he probably would want to arm wrestle you. All right, listen, let me see. If I can get this thing working, which almost never happens, let me play this for you.
I want to thank my campaign manager, you heard speak first. She is, it's a little bit in her blood. Cesar Chavez is her grandfather. He's the guy that got me interested. He came to Delaware when I was running in 1871. He came to Delaware in the 1970s to help. Has a gigantic industry in agriculture. That whole thing called the Delmarva Peninsula, Delaware, Maryland, Virginia. It's a $4 billion industry, primarily in agriculture, but particularly in chickens. And he was organizing. And I got involved with him and trying to make some headway. And in Southern Delaware, they talk at you like this, you know what I mean? And it was one of the best things I ever did in my life.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, seriously, he has spent his entire time in government lying about who he is, what he stands for. Now, here's a good one. Here's him trying. Take a listen to this one. The guy never can get his days straight. What got him into, you know, what got him into races, politics, human rights, civil rights? It's always a different story. Take a listen.
Try to remember what it was that first got you involved in politics to begin with. I remember for me what it was.
I got involved in politics for two reasons, and only two, at the front end of my career. Civil rights and the environment.
Guess not Cesar Chavez. Oh, maybe he was there with them. I don't know.
Rights. Voting rights. Voting rights. That's how I...
So he gets involved. Now we're into voting rights. So he dumped the other two, only two, and now it's an only this one.
I got involved in politics. We ended that damn war. That's why I ran, the Vietnam War.
That's what got me... He ran because of the Vietnam... Now he ran because of the Vietnam War. Look, I'm not trying to make fun of the guy. I'm trying to figure it out. Which is it? Why did he run? What turned around? I mean, we all had a reason why we ran for office. And it wasn't simply because we thought we could do a better job. Oh, here's more here. Yeah.
Involved in politics in the first place, then called redlining. I got involved in politics.
He got involved because of redlining. I'm confused. Come on, somebody else help me out here, right? Here, take a listen.
Politics because of the poor and the disadvantaged.
I got involved to try to stop the construction of that highway, which I did. That's what got me involved.
I quit the law firm and asked for a job to become a public defender. That's what sort of got me involved in politics.
I got...
All right. And come on. He's running through all these things, all these reasons why he got involved in politics. And they don't match from speech to speech to speech. Now, there's only two reasons this would happen. One is he's having some issues with his memory. Okay, can't remember why he decided to run. Or two, he's just a liar. Flat out a liar. We'll hit this more on the other side of the break. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Bumbler and me when we return.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA
USA News Update. Looks like Congress will sidestep a partial government shutdown. Congressional leaders have reached an agreement with the White House on funding for the Department of Homeland Security. That was a key issue in passing six major spending bills before Friday's deadline. The senior generals responsible for overseeing the deadly withdrawal from Afghanistan appearing before Congress Tuesday. Mark Milley is the former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
On 14 August, the non-combatant evacuation operation decision was made by the Department of State. It is my assessment that that decision came too late.
The testimony to the House Foreign Affairs Committee comes in the wake of a terrorist attack at the Kabul airport in 2021 that claimed the lives of 13 American service members. Former President Trump has stated he will need to resort to drastic measures to cover his $464 million bond in his New York civil fraud case. May involve rapidly selling some of his properties at discounted fire sale prices. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
I am back, or we are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. All right, let me get back at it again. The, Joe Biden, as we lovingly refer to as Bumbler, or Joey B in my case.
Well, it's unconstitutional with the state.
Joey has all these reasons as to why he feels, thinks, whatever, that he got into politics with. So I'm sitting here scratching my head as I'm listening to some of his comments. I'm sitting here scratching my head trying to figure out, okay, what did I miss? When did this happen? Right? Yeah, you have to listen to what he's saying, and he goes over the same stuff over and over and over and over and over again. It truly is beyond me. And I don't get it. 855, God bless, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly a part of the solution. That's how we all win. We all win when you truly become part of the solution and you open your mouth. It's just amazing. I can't stand it. Anyway, where was I? Totally forgot where I was. All right. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. As I said before, you know, Joe Biden trying to push it off. I'm not even going to bother anymore. This thing's making me nuts. So Joe decides that the reason he got involved in politics was pretty much because of Cesar Chavez, right? Because of inequities. I mean, I can go down a whole list of reasons why he said he got involved in politics. And it's just it's crazy because at some point in time, somebody's got to step in and say, you know, this is a joke. The guy is obviously lost. And everybody's afraid to say anything to him. Either you care about the country or you don't. Right? And if you don't care about the country, okay, so be it. I got it. But if you do, you can't keep letting this stuff happen. It's just not right. And Joey B, he doesn't, I don't care. He doesn't care what's going on either. I don't care who you are or what you believe is happening. If you're not doing your own homework, if you're not doing a little bit of your own, checking things out, digging, research, I don't care what you call it, whatever makes you happy, then please don't speak to it. It really, it's for me, it's really that simple. Because the more you do speak to it, the more you get involved, the more you get engaged, people believe it's truth. Now, remember, I said to you, he spent, what, over 50 years lying about why and how he got into politics. And you just heard it yourself. You just heard him say over and over and over and over again. Is that he got involved because of civil rights, comma, voting, comma, the environment, Vietnam, redlining, white supremacy, a highway that he didn't want anybody to, he didn't think it should have been built in his area, being a public defender. He quit his law firm, making all that money he was making to become a public defender. And he keeps coming up with story after story after story after story. And at one point in time, because he looked believable, people believed him. Right? I mean, seriously. And it's just, it's just so wrong. Start holding their feet to the fire. Start making them do and say and step up to the things they did and said when they were running for office. Many of you kind of blow it off like it's no big deal, like there's nothing you can do about it. Well, there is. Some of you, you saw the changes taking place at CNN because you opened your mouth, because you got involved, because you got engaged, right? Seriously. You need to get involved and engaged again. That's what's going to fix this. You get involved and you get engaged one more time. And then you get involved and engaged again and again and again. It's just the way it happens. Anyway, all right. God, you know, I used to be a big Ben and Jerry's fan. Big Ben and Jerry's fan. Loved their ice cream. I won't tell you which one, but loved it. And then they got all political. And why these people feel like they have a right to, I didn't go to or decide to go to buy your ice cream because of your political viewpoints. At the time, anyway. Now it's a different story. Right? So a multinational conglomerate, Unilever, it owns some 400 different brands. It announced Tuesday and then it's spinning off ice cream business. Right? Major names like Ben & Jerry's, Breyers, Magnum, Popsicle, and Klondike are gone. Right? The consumer goods giant said that the move is part of a growth strategy to create a leaner business. At the same time, by shedding Ben & Jerry's, Unilever is ridding itself of a long-time headache. That's right. They have been a headache for a long time. Since its founding in 1978, Ben & Jerry's has been known for its left-leaning advocacy in the Vermont-based ice cream maker. You know, it was really funny. When I was a kid, and I think I just got out of high school. Yeah, just got out of high school, right? We heard about this place. I lived in Boston. We drove up to New Hampshire to get some of this. And we drove out to Vermont to get some of this. Drove to Vermont to get ice cream. Are we nuts or what? Anyway, it was able to maintain an independent board of directors to continue its progressive activism even after it sold itself. In recent years, the unique structure of the deal allowed Ben & Jerry's to wade into controversial issues without interference. And they pulled Unilever into the fray. Now, when you have a company like that, that has that many products, they're not interested. They don't need the aggravation. And if they spin off, I want you to think about something. I don't know that all these ice cream companies are going to be picked up. Do you? So if they start spinning these off or closing them down, depending on if they're making any money or not, they're going to cut 7,500 jobs from their bottom line. 7,500 jobs. Now, The biggest lightning rod began back in 2021 for these people. When Ben & Jerry's announced it would no longer sell its products to Israelis in the West Bank. The company refers to them as occupiers, which shows you how uninformed and uneducated they are. How does this happen? I would love to hear from somebody how this happens. How we get or how somebody gets them to believe that Israel is an occupier of its own land. I would love to know how that works. Right? Now, the move of them coming out and making that statement, both sides of the political aisle were pretty teed off about it. The company was boycotting Israel. That's the way most people looked at it. Look, whether I liked Israel or not, whether I liked Palestine, stay out of politics. I like your ice cream. I decided back then, that's it, I'm done. I'm not going to support you anymore. And yeah, it's, you know what, man, I tell you what, your hand starts to reach for that thing every time you go to the supermarket because you know what you're missing, you know what you want, it's darn good ice cream. I don't know what it's like now, I haven't eaten in so long. So, I mean, those are the, are you willing to do that? Are you willing really to hurt these people financially? Are you willing to do that? I ask you that because you hear all these people, I got a job, I can't lose my job, I got to feed my family, I can't do this, I can't do that. And yet, when you read the stories of our founding fathers and others that were there during the Revolutionary War, they did. Right? They did. They gave up their lives. They gave up their homes. They gave up all of this because they knew what the freedom was worth. They knew what it meant if we didn't have our freedoms. They knew what it was going to cost us. They had just come out of this. Right? They had just come out of an oppressive king telling them what, where, how, when, and why. How they can pray, what they can pray, when they can pray. Why would they, if they hated it so much, why would they put it on you? Now, I'm sure those guys weren't all wonderful people, if you would. But they were willing to give it up for you. I mean, that's got to be worth something, right? When we come back, we're going to talk about how Christine Blasey Ford had no idea that her Senate testimony against Kavanaugh would be televised. Wow. Okay, we'll hear what she has to say. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Mateo, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5568. Get involved. Get engaged. Do something more than nothing. Seriously. No kidding. Again, as I said, 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5563. You know, get engaged. Get involved. Pay attention. Know what's going on around you. It works out better for everybody involved. And I mean that. I mean, seriously. When you're informed and you're talking to people, when they find out that you've said something wrong or done something wrong or you don't really know what you're talking about, you turn them off and you'll never get them to believe you again. I want you to think about that. Right? Anyway, Christine Blasey Ford said Tuesday that she didn't realize until she walked into the Senate chamber that her testimony about her alleged assault at the hands of now Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh would be nationally televised. She joined the co-host for The View, by the way, one of the View hosts for Black, to mourn the day that Donald Trump won Super Tuesday. I think it's hilarious. Anyway, she's got a memoir out now. It's One Way Back. She said, I never thought I'd have the day on television. I thought I'd share the information with the senators, and they would do it. They would do with it what they needed to, what was necessary. Does this mean that Feinstein didn't tell her what she was going to go through? That she didn't tell her she was going to be on TV or that she was going to have to testify in front of a large group? She said she thought she was being helpful. I was trying to collaborate with them. It was a 3-month process of working up to that day. Oh, think of what she just said. They knew about her for 3 days. Why was she a surprise witness? Anybody catch that? I can't be the smartest guy in the room. Co-host Alyssa Farah Griffin noted that Ford wrote she felt she would be able to remain anonymous. Right. You do a hit and run. You're gonna accuse somebody of raping you when you were 15 years old. Right? A man has been nominated and going to go through all kinds of stuff and you want to hide. Got it. You said you were idealistic about the process and you thought you'd be able to stay anonymous. The story would blow over in 24 hours and that Trump may even nominate someone else to avoid this embarrassment. But it didn't quite go that way. Okay, because when they started asking her questions, she really couldn't answer them. See, it's one thing. They're all screaming about it. It's so phony. It's so fake. They're all screaming about believing a woman, right? Got to believe what a woman says when it comes to stuff like this. Not fair to question them. Not fair to, you know, ask them questions on it. But you and I both know that's not true. It's not right. You have to be able to not just, I wouldn't say prove it beyond a doubt, but my God, this information, if you recall, if you want to go back then, it was so convoluted, it was so all over the place, if you would. Right? I mean, come on, be honest about it. And here she was going after, going after someone like Kavanaugh, and she really thought, that it was just going to blow over in 24 hours? Wasn't going to be a big deal? There wouldn't be a lot, you know, said about it? She said she was very idealistic having grown up in D.C. and said it served her well because otherwise she would have never gone to see her district's members of Congress. I was very adamant that I didn't want a camera. I'm a little afraid of the camera. And then they said, well, we need to have one camera so that all the senators will be able to see you. They were telling me that when I was walking down the hallway, and it was too late to worry about it at the time. Right? She knew it would be on C-SPAN, and I was just telling myself, okay, well, nobody's watching C-SPAN. Right. Right. She is a professor at a college. Really? My friends are all at work. None of my friends are going to see C-SPAN at work. All right. I'm good. I'm fine. I'll just tell it like it happened, and that'll be the end of it. The hearing that featured Ford, though, in Kavanaugh's testimony, and that whole question and answer session, it was seen by 20 million people. I think more than the Oscars, I'm only sure. Right? The co-host Joe Bayer, yeah, Joyless, scolded the show's live audience during the episode, specifically the male members of the audience, for not applauding Ford during her media appearance. Right, let me beat you into submission. Let me browbeat you in submission. She looks like a librarian. If she just put a pencil in her hair, she'd be there. I mean, think about it. They need to understand that they have to step up and help us. We can't do this ourselves. I noticed, watch when people were clapping. Some of the men didn't clap. She said, God, can you imagine? I would yell it because I don't want to. Really, is that what we're doing now? I guess that's the only way they can keep their audience around. She previously asked about the thousands of letters that Ford received in support after she came forward. Now, in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee in September, she testified that Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her while drunk at a high school party. Ford claimed that Kavanaugh held her on a bed, tried to remove her clothes while he covered her mouth. At the hearing, she said, I believe he was going to rape me. I tried to yell for help. When I did, Brett put his hand over my mouth. Kavanaugh denied it. And, you know, the other thing about this, story doesn't go far enough, but the other thing about this, again, you ruin, look at, we've seen it at Duke University. That woman that claimed that she was raped by those 10 guys and later recanted, surely ruined their lives. You can't fix that. It's done already. That wasn't fair either. That wasn't cool either. You know what I'm saying? It's in one direction, it'll totally ruin you. In the other, it blows off after a while. And then there were too many witnesses that refuted her story. Nobody wanted to hear it, though. I mean, it was heard. It didn't go anywhere, but nobody wanted to hear it. Right? Just amazing. Oh, yeah, here's a good one. I know, whatever. A very confused Joe Biden started ranting again. Right? The guy is, I think he's, we all know that he's a little toast here. He was very confused. Every speech that he gives, unless you're really hiding it, he gets confused. Right? Sometimes he starts, like we heard in an earlier clip, he starts rambling on incoherently. It makes no sense. 855 Real Joe, 855-732, 5563. I really do appreciate the time you guys spend with me. When Joe, he said that he was a very confused Joe Biden. He said, let's fly to Toronto or to Berlin or to London or to Rome or any other major city in America. Yeah, that's right. On Tuesday, he traveled to Las Vegas after a painfully awkward campaign event in Reno. He spent the day in Nevada. Biden head to Phoenix, Arizona, tried to shore up the Latino vote. Right? Because we know we've already heard, you've heard it once before, that Latinos are leaving the Democrat Party in big numbers. I never understood why they went there to begin with. Their values don't line up with Democrats. Their values more line up with Republicans in many ways. And yet for some odd reason, they somehow believe that it's a democracy thing. I really truly believe now it's totally about democracy. That they equate democracy, democratic rule or whatever, to Democrats. And it ain't the same. And that's the other thing, too. I was listening to some old clips from Joe Biden and others. They keep talking about a democracy. We don't have a democracy. We can't let them take these words because they're too easy to twist and play with. Right? We're a constitutional republic. Pretty much end of discussion. Since Biden took office, mortgage rates have soared. Grocery prices soared. And they've spiked grocery prices, especially. I think they spiked over 20%. Gas prices are up. Savings accounts are down. At some point in time, I guess we're going to have to ask the government for help. And it's just going to get worse. At one point, it very confused Joe Biden. Here, let me see if I can play this. It never really works for me the first time.
Poorest man in Congress. I got a phone call. My wife was campaigning up. I was campaigning up in New Hampshire back when that statistic came out in the 90s. And she called Dubious Distinction to be listed as the poorest man in Congress for 36 years. I got a phone call. My wife was campaigning up. I was campaigning up in New Hampshire back when that statistic came out in the 90s. And she called. I used to call one because the kids were little when I was away. And say, how's everything going? I got this. Fine. You know you're in trouble when your wife or husband says, fine. I said, what's the matter?
All right. We're going to play this at the side of the break. You've got to hear this whole story. It makes absolutely no sense. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Messina Show. We'll be right back.